Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, we've got a incredibly just jam-packed transmission today, as we always do. Thank you for joining us. It is now the 31st of July, 2012, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours. I wanted to give everybody an update on Jesse Ventura's television show. And so his son, Tyrell Ventura, is going to pop in for about 25 minutes at the bottom of the next hour, or the start of the next hour. And then we're going to look at these studies that have come out. A new big Harvard study just came out a few days ago that we mentioned yesterday about what fluoride is doing to children's brains. Massive IQ reduction. And then Fritz Springmeier is going to be in with us coming up in the third hour today in studio. And I've met Fritz a few times when he visited Austin more than a decade ago. I guess the first time about 15 years ago. And he is here in Texas visiting his father. And so he's going to be in studio with us. And he's also going to be in studio on the nightly news tonight. I'm going to interview one person in studio and one person via Skype tonight. Another extended InfoWars nightly news. Most days I get in here and I am absolutely wound up. Angry at the news, ready to cover it all. And I am today as well, but things are getting so overwhelming. I know a lot of people just punch out and say, I can't handle it anymore, because it's getting so crazy. And I have reached total information overload at this point. But I am going to do my best to go through a lot of this news today, not only in this hour, but also in the hours that we have guests on with us. That said, I want to open the phones up for first-time callers to specifically talk about, I mean, I'd like to get your take on this. You can add some other point if you like, but I'd like to get your take. I'd like to hear what you have to say about the fact that those of us that fight this New World Order, we've been awake so long, I'm talking about most of our listeners, that we've just gotten comfortable with it. Even though it's horrific, it's horrible, we tend to get acclimated to it. And what am I getting at? All over the country, police and military are being told, get ready for total collapse in October. I could open the phones up right now and have police and military call in and say, yes, we've been told that. It's in the news. They're preparing riot gear and for civil unrest and brigades for every major city. I mean, that's all being announced as well. I'm not saying that's going to happen in October or November. The point is they're telling police it will happen. You've heard them here on the show, but you've also seen about 95% of that admitted in the mainstream media. I mean, most of this is now admitted now. And they're saying, oh, it's a financial collapse. More banks are going to go under. QE3. War with Iran, war with Syria, war with Russia. This is one of those times that we're now building up to, where all the frantic craziness that we've seen so far has just been the birthing pains. Or, you know, you think a big storm's hit you because your trees are blowing and stuff, and then the actual hurricane hits you. You ever been in a hurricane? I've been in a couple. And the trees are breaking, and you hear a window blow out, and there's water coming into the... Yeah, that's kind of the point we're reaching here. And I just don't know what the general public's going to do if all this continues forward. I mean, they have no idea what this country's going to look like. I mean, the globalists plan to finally break this country's back, and they want to use wars to do it. We're going to break it all down and take your calls and cover the news straight ahead.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I want to make a general announcement here at the start of this hour, and then I want to just open the phones up and take your calls, and I will intersperse the incredible news we're going to be breaking down and covering throughout the next 3 hours. We've got Tyrell Ventura joining us to give us the latest on Jesse Ventura's TV show that's been censored, and a lot more. He's got some breaking news for us on that front. We're going to have Fritz Springmeier in studio. We're also going to have a doctor on to talk about this new report. But guys, will you re-pull that from yesterday? Harvard looked at more than a dozen major recent studies in the U.S., including that sodium fluoride and its derivatives in the water massively is reducing IQ. And that was known in the 20s. That's why they put it in the water in the Soviet Union. But we're going to be looking at that and several other big issues. Now, this is the big enchilada that I want to discuss here today. The big issue facing us is the fact that the form of government we're living under is well known in think tank white papers, government white papers, and at PhD level schooling and specialty training systems for government. The information we cover on this show is an absolute known admitted fact within the actual superclass, 6,000 globalists serving less than 20 families. And that's in their own words. The head of the Kissinger group, who's been on the show, Rothkopf, I concur with his analysis from the outside. He's on the inside. 6,000 global super gophers serving less than 20 families who are now mopping up the last few sovereign nations. They are eugenicist. They believe the family is bad. They believe sovereignty is bad. They believe anyone basically being able to tie their shoelaces is bad. They want you dead. But to do that, they've got to soft kill you and poison you so you're confused and mentally retarded and addled, so that when they start the real mass exterminations, no one figures it out, and that people go ahead and follow the orders, including the security forces that are protecting them during the mass culling process. And then, of course, the globalists, you'll notice in these facilities, those of you that are inside of them, will then retreat to an inner redoubt and kill you. I know you won't listen now, but later down the road, if we can't stop them, and you get to that point, and you're in the redoubt, and you notice the setup, you're going to be selected because you follow orders. So I guess, actually, we won't be able to beat it at that point. You'll have to, I guess, people that would be selected to be minions. Plus, most of it will be robot. That's really when they're going to launch the mass extermination, is once they've got the robot ground forces in place. The Skynet force, which is a Pentagon term before they made a Terminator movie in the 80s, that's not, the Pentagon isn't imitating movies. Movies are imitating the Pentagon. There was a whole fleet of robot space planes in orbit by the late 1970s with DU Shabo rounds. In a meteor gun type technology. Oh, that gets the NSA going right there, let me tell you. But I will continue on with the information. Imagine power-mad elites who are social Darwinists, who have this vision of a world without the ugly masses, as they see us, who want to establish a world government to get control of the finances, to implode the economies in increments while posing as the saviors the entire time, getting the world population in the position of no sovereign nations to resist, no families to resist, no culture to resist, so the mass murder can begin in earnest. Because, see, I've got all this news. Look at me here. I've got probably 300 articles in front of me today. It's totally insane, each one more crazy than the next. But what is the point in covering any of this? What is the point in covering any of this? If I don't talk about the big picture, what is the point? Let me just read you a few headlines here. U.S. follows Russia in using drones to spy on protesters. Trendy alert, how the global elite constructed an army of Agenda 21 advocates. Very important. The assault on the Second Amendment, precursor to martial law in America. There it all is, up at Infowars.com and our auxiliary system, PrisonPlanet.com, as well as PrisonPlanet.tv. Obama's greenies to cause power blackouts and rate hikes. Told you about that years ago. Now it's here. DHS prepares face-off with American public. Yeah, they take our money, and they are arming to the teeth against us while teaching the police and military that we are absolute trash and filth. And all the new promo videos and training manuals has white shooters shooting up minorities and bombing things, and they say it's all coming. Theaters are about to be hit, and magically they are. By the way, the suspected Aurora shooter, James Holmes, gets 24 murder charges. Now they won't show video of it, but the court Sketcher says that he is completely unable to talk and looks completely confused, like he doesn't know where he is. Yeah, and you can't copy this, folks. They can commit mass shootings and just drug somebody up and roll in their patsy. And, of course, you never hear any discussion of the top Pentagon psychiatrist that was over him. Oh, yeah, he was assigned to the former head of the Air Force psychiatric program in San Antonio. San Antonio is a very special place down there. That's one of the places they kill U.S. troops, Army, Air Force. That's where they nerve gas them. And I even had Rick Perry's, what was he, press secretary one time, came down to the, 6 years ago, came down to the end game. I recognized the guy, I'd seen him on television. He said, oh, yeah, he's 10 years ago, I was a medic down at Fort Sam Houston. Yeah, we'd bring in troops, give them shots, they'd all die, the special forces. I was like, oh, that's very nice. And he wanted me to know that Rick Perry was a good guy and liked the show. I didn't know what that message was. But, again, I mean, I just sit here marveling at the New World Order. Have I even given the number out? Because I noticed the phone lines are loaded. Whatever, I'll give the number out. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. At a certain point, everything is just window dressing. I mean, I've got articles here that are sensational. I mean, look at this article. They're arresting people in England now if they insult someone on Twitter. There's no free speech. But look at this. DOJ suggests criticism of Islam could be criminalized. And there's a video of this in congressional testimony. And yeah, this is the plan. Refuses to rule out Sharia-style law in the United States. And Watson lives now in London. His brothers lived there for a long time. But they actually have Sharia law now in many parts of England. And the government encourages it. And again, my point is the government's running Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and all these places. But I'm supposed to give my rights up as Al-Qaeda's about to attack me. But they've already flipped the script and said, no, 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 Al-Qaeda's the good guy. It's the patriots. They're gonna attack everybody. And then you have these mass shooters who are always under psychiatric care, are big Democrats. And then no one knows where they've been for months. And then they supposedly commit a mass shooting. But this article's up at Infowars.com right now. We're going to be going over it. DOJ suggests criticism of Islam could be criminalized. But when you look at something like this, how do you even break down how political correctness works? It's not even political correctness. It's tyranny under the name of a nanny state. Oh, look at this. I have a Hollywood Reporter. Nielsen sued for billions over allegedly manipulating TV ratings. Really? You think so? You think so? You think they manipulate the ratings? Folks, the entire television system is a paper tiger fraud. They have a fraction of the viewers that people think they do. I've been all over national television. I've been all, basically, you name it, I've been on it. If it's a news program or a talk program or whatever. I've been on Nightline, The View, CNN probably 15 times, Fox News, on and on and on. You name it, I've been on it. No response to speak of. The View, I had a lot of women say they saw me on it, so that's actually a pretty big show. But these other shows, no response. Almost no response. You go on some big city market radio show. Where you can actually talk to somebody for 30 minutes and talk to a few hundred thousand, you get a big response. You see traffic to your website, you see books, videos sold, you see stories get out there. This is all a big fraud. The whole thing's a facade. The whole thing's a fraud. The whole thing's a scam. It's a bunch of posers sitting up there trying to dictate to you the nature of reality. So there's that. I mean, does anybody even care that there are literally hundreds, I say hundreds, it's really thousands, of mainline studies that fluoride eats your brain and that they put it in there to hurt you? I mean, again, we have a government of people that, on record, kill our troops, little kids, you name it, in secret tests that are public now. and that put stuff in the water to brain damages. Okay?
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The more you research reality, the crazier it gets how far the ruling class has gotten. The globalists that control trillions of dollars per family are extremely shadowy, but more and more their program is coming out in the open. They are tax exempt. They pay no taxes. They have it set up where they selectively enforce, where all their money goes offshore, and can globally operate and be invested anywhere they want at 0% tax. Some of them pay, 1-2%, people like Google. They are openly run drugs and white slavery, child kidnapping, snuff films. It all comes out in the news, too. And none of them get in trouble. They run all the drug aircraft. They land at all the military bases. The cocaine, heroin, little kids loaded on, off publicly. It even comes out in the news. No one stops them. The police are all outside the base writing old ladies' tickets and stuff, just frenzying with all their new drones and electroshock and all the fun, watching America just literally implode on itself. And, I mean, I sit here watching it where, just, you know, oh, it comes out that HSBC was running Al-Qaeda and laundering their money for them. Of course they were. Who do you think Al-Qaeda is? It's the sword of the New World Order. Comes out, this big bank's laundering $376 billion. This one's laundering $122 billion. Nobody gets in trouble. And now they've got legislation introduced to, by the way, I finally read the whole bill last night. It makes you get a license to buy ammo. It restricts what you can own. It bans most semi-autos, bans all mags over 10 rounds, possession. No one's even covering that, and it looks like it could pass. I mean, that's what I'm talking about, folks. I've reached the level of all I think about is I wake up in the middle of the night and think, get out of the United States. Get out. Just run to the South Pacific. Go live in a shack somewhere. But that's my instinct for survival, my physical focused intent, I'm going to go to break here and come back and go to your calls, is hire more people, expand, make more films, more TV shows, fight the enemy. But I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a new listener and you're like, oh, this guy's fear-mongering, you know what? I wish every second I was. I told you Sandusky wasn't acting alone. I told you Paterno and all of them were involved. You notice he conveniently died. They just hired the head of that university to work at the NSA and said, oh, it's a national security. We can't tell you what he's doing. That's what world government is. Are you ready for the announcement? It is a league of criminals who declare that they have diplomatic immunity, have the media sell the hoax, have big armored limos and Secret Service standing around them, in a status thing, so we all stand back and go, ooh, ah, and let them then commence in their takeover. The world government is a group of criminals with diplomatic immunity. They've got a bill very close to passing. In fact, they're saying it's probably going to pass, where Monsanto and other GMO companies get total liability protection forever, cannot be sued, and everything gets automatically approved. That's their answer to a giant backlash is, you can't label, and by the way, we're going to make you eat this. And then we've got all their documents where their own people, their own genetic engineers on their high-tech reservations at the Monsanto facilities a decade ago, 12 years ago, just type in Monsanto cafeteria, no GMO. They refuse to eat what they're producing for you. Yeah, because it's a bioweapon. Total immunity. I mean, this is a total globalist assault we're in the middle of. There is no left. There's no right. You've got idiots that are trendies that believe in the system and are totally gullible. Those are liberals. Poor, pathetic jellyfish. Above them, craven, hardcore criminals who act like they're liberals who aren't. Okay? Mercenaries, you name it. On the right, you've got well-meaning dupes as well who are pro-Second Amendment, pro-family. They've got good values, but they're total dupes when it comes to thinking Fox News and these people are their friends. Even when Savage says you don't need semi-auto or big clips, even when Bill O'Reilly says ban all semi-auto, Bill Kristol says it, Rupert Murdoch says it, and it's like, well, maybe we should turn them in. They think if you're a businessman, oh, well, we better, you know, get this guy for office because he's a businessman. Was he a businessman that invented something? Or is he some globalist front group who used government to shut down their competition, who got government bailouts, government contracts? See, we're just in a heap of trouble. And I'm basically here so that as all of this unfolds, you have a chance to understand what's happening. We're going to come back with your phone call. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
I'm Alex Jones. I'm your host as we blast out across the world on Global Shortwave, WWCR, simulcast at XM166, and transmitting on over 115 AM and FM stations here in the former Republic of the United States, now captured. They are mopping up what's left of the First Amendment, deploying paramilitary police and regular army and other armed services across the country. They are preparing to launch new wars where they can take our rights and liberties during the wartime progress, and are continuing their psych warfare attacks on the family and everything decent through the television set that they assault people's psyche with on a daily basis. The globalists are losing control even as they expand and are panicking, trying to shut down the web and the free press. And I'm here to tell them the genie is out of the bottle. The train left the station. There is no putting your New World Order back together again. So go ahead and try to build it. Even as you build it, it's collapsing under you. All right, we're going to go to your phone calls now on the, you know, just the big general subject of, well, we're busy talking about Obama, Romney, Labor, Tory, you know, whatever the case is in your country. While we're busy fighting over this, you notice it's global standardization, a global corporate monopoly takeover. And it's not just like these corporations want to run our lives. They want to set up a total planetary system to cut off resources. That is the stated goal. That is the stated plan. They do not like wealth. They do not like you doing well. Poverty is the game. Now, again, there's one final point I want to make, but I will make it after I go to some of the phone calls here. I have asked the listeners, you know, generally to just, I mean, I want your take on the magnitude of all this. Because we don't have any hope of ever defeating the globalist if we can't really pull back and really analyze the full depth and breadth of what we're up against. Every time I hear mainline neocons go, these dumb liberals, they're not dumb. They are taking point in the change of society to bring us into domestication and enslavement, and the Republicans play the part of the opposition so that they can control the opposition. And anytime we're about to fully flip them, we're very close to beating them. If people can just wake up to how really bad they are and really get disgusted and really have some good old-fashioned, not even hate, but just understanding that this is the enemy. It's beyond hate. I don't even hate the New World Order anymore, except when I start thinking about all the stuff they do to kids. It makes me really angry. But it's not even really hate. It's just like animal understanding of this enemy's got to be run into the ground. It's beyond hatred. It's just, I'm ready in the info war to do what needs to be done. You know what I'm talking about. There's not a question. There's not. It's beyond hate. It's survival. It's wholesomeness to want to destroy these people, to want to crush them. It's not enough to run the globalists to the hills, ladies and gentlemen. They have got to be absolutely identified, exposed, arrested, tried, and destroyed. Because they want to destroy us. Look at their fruits. They attack everything good. They hate with a venomous stench everything wholesome. You see something good, you like it. I see something good, I like it. Our hearts are good, but they're also desperately wicked. But we choose goodness. The globalists have chosen wickedness, and they like it. They see it, and they think it's good. We see it, and it stinks. Evil is exciting to them. And notice the system. This is the most important thing I probably ever told you. Please listen. The system is always, shh, shh, no, 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 settle down. Lower the rhetoric. Lower the rhetoric. Don't get upset. Be quiet. Be reasonable. Compromise. But notice they never compromise. Notice their rhetoric is in our face. They're trying to scare us. They're trying to terrorize us. They're trying to do extreme things to us. They're always trying to push the envelope. Because they know what they're doing, and they are committed. You're not going to negotiate with them, any of that. And so when I get up here and describe the fact that they put cancer viruses in over 200 million Americans' vaccines just with polio alone, and I've got videos of the inventors bragging that they gave us cancer and laughing in a PBS television show produced in Boston, the inventors of it admitting that, well, there are too many people. We killed people. I mean, I've played that clip probably 40 times over the years. They think you're so dumb, they get on the news nationwide and tell you mercury's good for your child's brain. They know since the 20s that fluoride causes retardation. And adjuvants accelerates all the other chemicals, just as the big Harvard study just showed, that they're calling breakthrough. You think they're just hitting you with fluoride? They are gauging how to kill us and how to dumb us down. We can't get mad at the public, unable to wake up and get angry. A lot of them are too far gone, folks. These are walking casualties. People always say, aren't you worried about getting killed? Folks, there's no future if we don't beat these people. No, I go get in my bed at night and I go to sleep. I'm not worried about myself, my wife, my kids, even though I love my kids more than life itself, because they don't have a future if we don't beat these people. It's kind of like that. Okay? The ship is in freezing water. It's got a time bomb in the bottom. It's going to blow. The ship's going to break in two. We're all going to die if I don't get in there and disarm that. My kids are up on the deck. There's a bunch of globalist zombies up there. They're trying to stop us. You know what? You know what? They've got to be thrown to the wind. I'm being really honest with you here, ladies and gentlemen. Everything's got to be thrown to the wind because that's the only way you save us. You understand that? All this plotting and, oh, what's the neighbor going to think and caring about peer pressure. I cannot believe people that are into peer pressure. I mean, that's so far back for me. So ridiculous. When some stupid dumbed down zombie laughs at you, it's a medical issue of a poor mentally ill, you know, artificially induced, mentally defunct person. It doesn't pierce me when I get ridiculed or made fun of. Because this is a victim. This is like a homeless person who's got schizophrenia from chemicals standing on the street corner, gibbering at people, and then pointing at you and laughing at you. Does that upset you? No. Well, it doesn't upset me they're making fun of me. It upsets me that they're so mind fried. You understand that? So, I said I'd go to your calls. Here's the point. Here it is crystallized. When we are faced with absolute, out-of-control, megalomania craziness, which is actually a repeat of every other society always tried to exterminate the group they've been at war with for a long time. The globalists want total victory. Total victory means killing us. Then they have all the advanced technology, life extension. All the movies I go out and see now are about this. I went and saw Spider-Man with my wife. I thought it was a really good movie. Compared to Batman, and had a good message of anti-transhuman genetic engineering and the mad scientist who wants to live forever and is injecting himself with it. And I know a lot of people in Hollywood, they're not all bad. A lot of them are actually waking up, and that's threatening the power structure. But my point is that this is the real issue. The whole destiny of humanity is being decided right now. Okay? And we have to escalate our rhetoric because no amount of rhetoric is enough in the face of this evil. This evil is so deep, so big, so large, so complex. If you can think about it, you go look it up, they're doing it. And stuff you can't imagine, they're doing it. Inventing new sins, inventing new evil, inventing playing God, wrecking things, screwing things up. It might as well be an intergalactic group of invisible aliens that landed here and are trying to destroy our civilization by manipulating people. Basically, you know, what the Bible says. Demons, whatever. But all of that aside, there are people that want to screw everything up. There are people who like to dominate innocence. There are people that are bad, and they're being forged into a battering ram to smash our civilization, and I'm not going to sit here and put up with it. People that think it's the safe path to go along with this are fools. So, here's the little secret that everybody knows. Isn't it funny? The secret because it's not being used. People ask. I was on Max Kaiser, one of his international TV shows. Was it RT or Press TV? I was on it this morning. And he asked, why are you undoubtedly the most successful alternative media, heads and shoulders above the rest globally? Why are you number one? And I basically said, because I will tell people just how bad it is. I mean, it's really simple. I will talk about what's really important. Because you can debate stuff all day long. I mean, I go back to this every 10 minutes now. We're gonna do whole shows on this again. We've done them before, but I'm going to get a compendium together and do a whole special report of government secret experimentation on the populations, killing little kids, killing women, killing children, killing troops. You know, folks, they know DU's a death sentence to all the troops that use it. But they know they're macho and young, and they tell them it's going to be fine, you know. They'll serve their two or three tours, then go home and have kidney failure. And when you realize that the elite even write books about how we're dumb animals and we deserve what's happening to us, I take real offense at that. Because I've studied the elite, and they're not elite. There's nothing elite about cheating outside the laws of humanity to be in control. And you know my analogy of cancer. Cancer is not in control. If cancer could have a consciousness, it would think that it was really cool, and it was racing through the body, and nothing could stop it. No, you're going to kill the body. And so my children, my wife, live within the body politic of terra firma on this planet. And see, the body is going to die if we don't cut the cancer out. So everybody's running, trying to save their family individually, save their own little corner of the world. That isn't going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, until we address the big cancer. It's got to be met. It's got to be dealt with. It's got to be committed against. You have to commit against it. And to do that, you've got to really see it. And let me tell you, there's the old saying that the teacher appears when the student is ready. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have to sit here and tell you all the stuff that's going on. It's happening everywhere in your face now. World government's out in the open, run by the exact group we told you was building it. They're militarizing. They're announcing martial law, troops on the streets. They're not calling it martial law, but we're going into it. And people are sending me comments and emails going, well, Alex, it's the collapse. Of course. Yeah, but they collapsed it to then sell this. Yes, I know it's for the collapse. Yes, I understand that. I understood that 15 years ago. I really started waking up 15 years ago. I thought I knew a lot. I didn't know anything. And now every month I learn more than I knew in the decade before. Let me tell you, that's what's wild, is that my knowledge of this is now compounding and accelerating to a point where I can't even handle it. Okay? I mean, I know what they're going to do before they do it. I know what their battle plans are. I know what they're thinking, because I have spent so much time following what they do, and I've studied what they're into. And let me just tell you something. These people might as well be demons out of hell. I'll tell you right now, all you atheists don't believe in heaven and hell, even though every ancient culture said there's these really bad things, these good things. Let me tell you something, folks. It might as well be, because it's like creatures out of Hellraiser have taken over or something. That's exactly the kind of stuff they're into. All that art is imitating life. It's like Final Fantasy. It's like Event Horizon. You're like, what is the what do they want? What does the New World Order want? Well, they want to murder people. I mean, what am I supposed to? People are like, well, why did he have 35 bodies in his basement? Because that's what this crazy person likes it. To a psychopath, rotten bodies is like pumpkin pie. To a normal person, we're like, oh man, that's really horrible. Not to them. You ever been out on a ranch or something and pull up next to a dead cow? Been dead 4 or 5 days, and a possum comes right out of a hole in it. Just as happy as you could be, with that look on its face. That's David Rockefeller. I mean, have you ever seen a possum come out of the hind end of a rotten cow? You've seen David Rockefeller's spirit. And you're like, well, I would never want to climb inside a dead cow. Exactly. You're not a New World Order person. You're not an elitist. You just want to be a good, decent person. And that's why you're wide open to their attacks. So I'm going to shut up. Anonymous. Then we're going to go to James, Robert, Jacob, and Max. Anonymous, you're on the air from Texas. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. It's an honor to speak with you. My friends and family and people I hold dear think of you as a modern-day Paul Revere.
Well, sir, I'm just trying to survive. Thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, I had a two-part question, but before I ask that question, I wanted to lead up to it for the American people who listen to your show. They'll understand why I'm so mad and why I have to ask this question. Right now, these globalist scum are poisoning our air with aluminum oxide. They're poisoning our food by Monsanto. They're fluoriding and poisoning our water. They're imploding our economy and selling our children's souls to debt for the future. Our children are being raped and murdered by the likes of the Bohemian Grove, and our ability to protect ourselves is now being taken away. And now we face a future under martial law and the likes of Agenda 21. So my question to you, Alex, is do the American people, through the Second Amendment, does it still enable us, to the American people, to organize a militia system?
Yes, the right to revolt is in the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and the state constitutions.
your voice. You reach so many people. I don't understand why you don't call us to arms. You are the proverbial head of the don't tread on me snake.
Yeah. Let me just explain something. The NSA's got kill switches all throughout the infrastructure. The minute I started doing that, they would hit a kill switch. But now that I think about it, they wouldn't even do that. They probably want that so that they could get the civil war going. Sir, they want to shut the web down and shut people up because they're a tiny globalist minority of crooks manipulating us through false stories. Everyone, before we talk about being called out to start shooting people, should be shooting people with info weapons of truth. Okay? The minute we went out and started blasting idiot government people would be the minute that they could spin things against us. We need to wait and let them pull off some more Wacos and stuff. For all you people that want to get a physical war going, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Listen. Everybody wants to talk about shooting war, okay? You want to be in an, you want to go out and wake up the police and military, not kill them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hey guys, what if I told you that I know how you can improve your libido, enhance your sex life, and even increase sexual desire? The key is to maintain healthy testosterone levels, and now there's a way you can do it naturally. Here's the secret. It's all about T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula that contains ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Not only that, but these ingredients were shown to increase your sexual desire, enhance muscle growth with exercise, and even support a healthy prostate. And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, a majority reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait, call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, I'm not knocking Anonymous, and I'm not challenging this person to give their full name, but I'm here on the radio reaching millions of people right now, and if I thought violence was the answer, I would certainly discuss it. But that is not the answer. Offensive violence is never the answer. Okay? That's just the way it works. And the system is amassing force against us. They are attacking us more and more. And that's waking people up. And so it's the old saying, you've got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. Everybody just buys more guns and digs in and says, we're ready to kill somebody that comes to take the guns. You should be using your First Amendment at this county level, the city level, the legislature. You should be doing banner hangs. I see people all over Austin. My wife sees it every week. Different people with Infowars.com signs, with signs saying tune into the local radio stations. That's happening all over the country. Dave Mustaine has been in Manila, Philippines, and now China. And he says in all those countries, people come up and say, Alex Jones, Infowars.com. I was talking to Max Kaiser today before he taped his TV show that they're going to air Friday. And he was saying, you're huge over here in Europe. And I know that. But again, it isn't about Alex Jones is huge. Let me tell you, that's just a danger issue for my physical body. And it's a responsibility. But let me just give Americans the little message. We are absolutely destroying the globalists right now in the info war. That's why they want to start a big war to get everybody distracted, and they want to stage some false flag events so they can grandstand. But they did that thing out in Aurora, and yeah, it's staged, folks. There's no doubt now. It's ridiculous how much evidence. And poll numbers went up for guns. So they're really freaking out right now. Again, people say, well, what's the call to arms? What do? March on D.C.? They've got alternate governments all over the place. Then you get something even worse. The answer is not having some war offensively. If they start trying to confiscate guns, 1776 will start. And let me just go further here. They want that. The globalists have gauged the public, and I think they've gauged incorrectly. And they think, these are guys that make 40-to-1 bets on the stock market. The globalists are crazy. They think that you are going to just turn them all in. And they don't care if 2 or 3% doesn't turn them in and shoots up police and military. That will start the real police state. See, because they see the cops and the military in the same boat as us. See, that's what's so stupid. People sit there and talk about going out and having a war with the police and military. If you read globalist documents that have been leaked, they hate the military, the veterans. They hate police officers. Folks, they hate anybody that knows how to use a gun, anybody that's lived in the real world. They want to make us all a bunch of jellyfish nanny state people. They do not like, oh my gosh, this, you know, I said I'd get a bunch of calls, and this one caller I could talk for 2 hours with about this issue. I constantly see people anonymously saying it's time to start killing. And a lot of them are feds. You know, listening to your voice, this guy probably isn't. But if you knew how many times I've been at a signing event or speaking, and a guy that's clearly a cop or an informant comes over and says, let's engage in violence. Sometimes I later learn they're, you know, Marines in plain clothes. You know, that's happened. I've had Marine Corps colonels and people try to set me up in America. This is a serious issue, folks. This isn't a game. And I haven't ever been in a shootout with people. I am good with a gun. You know, I've got that Texas heritage, but I've been in a lot of fights. And I've had people pull a gun on me, I mean, it's not fun. Okay, so I'm not, even though I survived all the things I witnessed, I've seen enough violence to be able to tell people this is not a good place to go. Anonymous, again, if you're looking for violence, remember, he who shoots first loses. And remember, you start killing people, you're not going to be anonymous.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at Infowars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require
require electricity, purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking your phone calls. Got guests coming up, but I'll get to James and Robert and Jacob and Max. Anonymous, people just joined us. He was saying, when do we start using our Second Amendment? Anybody tries to take you to a FEMA camp for political reasons, anybody tries to, you know, take your family to a re-education center, you don't just have a right, you have a duty to defend yourself. But we need to absolutely do everything we can in the information war, the First Amendment, that's a lot mightier than the sword, if you'll use it. That's why big corrupt governments want to go right to violence, because they don't want to face us. You know, I'm not one of these pacifist people all the way, like Gandhi or Martin Luther King or Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. But I go all the way with that until they're trying to load people on trucks to take them to some re-education dungeon. But it's not with pleasure that I talk about things like that. You know, a lot of these people who I hear talk about violence, they talk about what they're going to do at their house if, you know, if the system comes. I mean, if you ever get to that point, you don't wait at your house. You go out and find people. Let me just tell you something. All of you out there talking about what you're going to do, why do you always talk about at your house, folks? That's a death trap. I mean, I don't want to get into resistance here, but I mean, you better learn a little bit about it before you start talking about it. And then are you really going to be sitting there down some side street and wait till cops are changing shift and open up from a disclosed location? I mean, from a secret location, a hidden location with a high powered rifle and shoot a bunch of them. You really going to do that? You're really going to do that? Because everybody that wants a revolution and let's go kill some people, that's what they talk about. And you know what will happen if that starts? The police are all going to pull back. They're all going to pull back to armored keeps, and the power is just going to be shut off. That's the system's plan. And then everything's going to start disintegrating, and then they're going to plan to have everybody roll out after that and bring in military, you name it, and it is not a pretty picture. Let me tell you the answer. The answer is identify the globalists, the real enemies, the crimes they've committed, the big bankers openly dealing drugs, running the aircraft, running all the other stuff. Identify who's doing all this and watch their agenda unfold and just sit back and just take it. That's going to beat these people. And don't worry. Those of you that want a shooting war, the globalists are going to start it way before then. They're not going to let us win so easily. They're not going to let us win so easily. We've got to take the punishment in front of everybody. We've got to let them burn down the Alamo, burn down Waco. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Some of us have got to stand there and let them kill us if they want to. The more I think about it, I'd probably just, you know, I love life so much I'm willing for them to kill me. I would never commit suicide, but I'm not worried about being struck down. That's what it's all about. Don't you understand that, ladies and gentlemen? That's what it's all about to be a man. It's about being willing to die for women and children. That's what civilization is built on. Not being sent overseas because you think you're fighting for women and children, but to really hear in your own country. All right, you got 1 minute as we go out to break. The endless talk of violence is not the road to go, in my view. Go ahead, Anonymous. Oh, he just hung up. I was going to go back to him. You know, that's another discussion that has to be had. The globalists want to wall themselves off behind these national security infrastructures and then send out their drones and their police and their robots against us. And that's the real danger. But you do not hurt the New World Order. Because in all these staged federal deals where they go out and create a fake militia to demonize militias, it's always they're going to target police and military. That way they can go to police and military and say, see, these guys want to target you to create that new enemy, you know, rebels versus, you know, the blue coats. We don't let them frame the debate. We don't let them frame the paradigm. We don't let them, we don't just jump into the uniforms they say. We go out with the info, which is violent. The truth is violently powerful. And we use it. You have weapons in the info war.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are going to continue with your phone calls after Tyrell Ventura leaves us with Robert, James, Jacob, Max, John, and others. Tyrell Ventura has been in quite a few films on his own right. He's produced television shows. He's done camera work, producing, and also starring in the third edition of Jesse Ventura's Conspiracy Theory with Sean Stone. Now, you know they killed one episode, the Homeland Security episode last year. A lot of other stuff happened I'm not at liberty to talk about. You get told this stuff off record. They don't, for whatever reasons, they've been sworn to secrecy, but it's like something out of a movie. Now, I was part of shooting in just amazing interviews at rocket bases and just all sorts of craziness. Really powerful new season coming out. Jesse Ventura, when he was on a month ago, says 50-50 whether it's ever going to air. I've talked to some of the folks involved. Tyrell Ventura thinks it will come out, but generally it airs a few months after it's done. It should have been out in like January or February. It hasn't come out. So we'll ask him about that. Also, the LIBOR scandal. But out of the gates here, Tyrell, I just had a caller on earlier who was saying, when do we start using our Second Amendment? When do we start, you know, going after the government? And sure, the government sold us out. It's legalizing illegal aliens. It's giving trillions to foreign banks. It's arming against us with 450 million rounds of ammo and all the rest of it and preparing for civil unrest. But the issue is that in my experience, he who shoots first loses. The pen is mightier than the sword. That's why they want to curtail the internet right now. That's why they banned that police state episode that I worked on with you that was so powerful. That they're afraid of info. Tyrell Ventura, what do you say to that?
I agree completely. The truth will always, the truth is stronger than violence. You know, like you said, firing the first shot or being violent in any way towards the government, that's not going to solve the problem. You know, they want us, you know, for us people out here who are, you know, searching to get the truth out into the public sphere and get people awake to what's really going on in the world. You know, if we start shooting up places or blowing up buildings and things like that, you know, that takes away any credibility to anything that we're doing because violence does not solve problems. You know, violence is an easy out. You know, that's the easy thing to do. And you know what? It doesn't work. You know, defending yourself is one thing, but outright violence is ludicrous. It's insane. It's stupid. It doesn't solve the problem. You know, it does not solve the problem, and it doesn't garner sympathy. You know, what you want is people on your side. You don't want people scared of you.
Well, that's why the globalists staged Oklahoma City. That's why they staged this Aurora thing. It's got all the telltale signs over the top. They want to have the moral authority. They don't have it. They've got a 9% approval rating. I mean, I even saw the cover of Time magazine where they said how guns won, why Americans have turned against gun control. Because we understand that criminals are going to have guns regardless. We need them to protect ourselves. Tyrell, I want to continue along that line looking at the television show. Give us the latest on that.
Well, basically with the television show is we're finishing up the editing process. It got, you know, we got a little slowed up earlier this year, which caused a delay in the editing and the post-production of the work that we're doing. But, you know, it's moving along and then, you know, I think the show will be on, this year. I've received no word that it isn't. The delays are just production delays. I there's nothing, you know, scary or Machiavellian going on or anything, you know, kind of behind the scenes. It's not that. It's just kind of standard things that happen that you don't want to happen in production, but they do. And so it just got slowed up, you know, and,
sure, I understand you're putting a good face on it, but I mean, I hope it airs because I'm in it and it's important. And I mean, I want to see all these episodes that I'm not in. I want to know.
We have great topics this year. You know, we got some really great topics and things like that. It's just, you know, The magic of making television or in production is that anything can and will happen, and sometimes we do get slowed up and then things of that nature. I have a strong feeling it'll be on this year. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we're still spending money on making the show. So as long as we're still spending money on making the show, the chances that it'll be on the air are that much higher.
Well, I tend to agree with you because let's just tell folks what happened. It's not a secret. Jesse's talked about it. Your father's talked about it, Governor Ventura. It was shot and done, and they got a new person over the company, and they said, okay, we want it all redone. And now that's been going on for 6 months. And now, sure, they wouldn't be doing that if they weren't going to release it. My concern is, what direction have they taken it in now that they changed it?
Oh, the direction that it's been taken is nothing that radically different from what it was before. What happens in production is that, you know, you have a group of mine, you know, we get together and say, okay, here's the shows that we're going to do. We go, you know, with the network and all of that. And then we go through Jesse and we decide what the shows are. We set out to do those shows with our liaison from the network and things like that, which is a normal part of any television production. Certain things happen, but, you know, basically that, you know, beyond our control, people move on, take different jobs. So we got reassigned another liaison. But that person came in very late in the game. And that person has their views of what you know, how to kind of structure the storylines of the show. You know, not in the sense of, like, restructuring the facts of the show or anything like that, but just, you know, what interview goes where and what place, that kind of thing. And so in redoing that, because we'd already shot everything, We had to kind of restructure all of that. And when you do that at any time, it just takes more time and energy, and editing takes a long time. Anybody who's been in production knows this, that when you're editing something, if you have one script and then, you know, that sequence of events gets changed or altered, you got to go back in and recut and retool and do all that. And, you know, we have 8 shows, so it's a lot of work, you know, and it's a lot of editors working long hours and things like that. And, you know, these things happen. You know, like I said, in my time with it, I've never once felt any kind of, you know, it was never about any kind of censorship or, oh, these shows are too hot to handle or anything like that. It was purely just, you know, restructuring on organizational levels and production, you know, just these changes happen and then you're kind of waiting like, well, you know, what's going to happen next? Do we, you know, when do we get the new set of notes in? And, you know, that kind of thing. But it's, you know, but it's plugging along and we're finishing up and then, you know, hopefully I would hope that at some point this fall, the show will be on. I don't know exact dates or
no,
anything.
No, I tend
like
to
that,
think you're right. Sure, I tend to think you're right. I mean, obviously, if they're just re-editing it and wanted to go in another direction, that does take a lot of time. So they haven't killed it. Normally they would just say, that's it, we're doing nothing with it. So very exciting.
After all this time, if they truly wanted the show to be over, they could have pulled the plug at any time, but I don't think they do. I've always gotten the sense that they're happy with the show in general and, you know, things like that. And we're happy. The shows are going to be wild and woolly and then, you know, we're going to hit some topics that I don't think anybody ever would predict Jesse going into, which was a lot of fun this year and hitting some stuff that, you know, is a little bit different from previous seasons, but should be rather entertaining.
Yeah, like your dad and David Icke had a big meltdown.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a hell of an interesting show, you know, and, you know, it's interesting seeing Jesse, you know, go up against someone like David Icke, or not even against, but just it's interesting to see Jesse, you know, in a room with David. You know, they're both really amazing personalities.
Well, and, I mean, I can say that your dad was open-minded about it because I know his view on things. And I, you know, I've talked to both sides, so I know kind of the comedy of errors that happened. But it's going to be amazing. I hope it gets on air. Let's shift.
Oh, it will be.
Good, good. Let's shift gears now into some of the other big subjects. Your dad and you did that incredible last season interviews with all these Wall Street people admitting the fraud. Now it's coming out that they're laundering money for drug dealers, aircraft for Al Qaeda. All of it, HSBC with Al-Qaeda, all of this, the LIBOR scandal. I mean, that really vindicates everything we've been breaking down.
To me, the LIBOR scandal is to me the biggest crime in modern history. I think it affects more people than any assassination that we could look into and possibly even, you know, maybe not on a casualty level, but even 9/11. Because if you really look at what it means, is that LIBOR, for people that don't know, is essentially the 16 biggest world banks. We're talking the financial elite, the people that we talk about, if you want to call them Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, that's where they come from. They're the people, those 16 world banks control the flow of money. And essentially what they've been doing for the last, we could say 10, maybe 20 years, is essentially fixing the interest rates for their own purpose, meaning that LIBOR is a universally agreed upon interest rate that these banks would loan money to each other with. You know, like basically, hey, if this world bank came to this other world bank and said, we're going to give you a loan, this is pretty much what the interest rate would be. That interest rate is used for every other subsidiary interest rate. So if you go back and look at the credit card interest rates, your school loan interest rates, pretty much any interest rate in the majority of the working world kind of bases its interest rates on LIBOR, that number. And if they've been manipulating that number, that means that every subsidiary, every trickle-down interest rate that uses that number to base itself on has been manipulated, meaning that if you've been paying into a school loan all these years, X amount of dollars on interest, that interest rate wasn't true, which means you've either been paying more than you should have been paying or less, but regardless, you've been paying to a fraudulent number. That shakes the very foundation of capitalism as we know it to its very core. And that is huge. And the amazing thing about it is that they had to, in a settlement, say that they manipulated this and show that they did in order to get through this settlement, this Barclays settlement. That essentially is court-documented proof that there is a financial elite and that everything that you've been yelling about and that I've been yelling about and everything that us conspiracy theorists have been talking about is true, that there is a ruling class in the world that is controlling how the world works. How they do that is by controlling the money. And that trickles into the drug dealing, like you were saying, Al-Qaeda, governments. They own most of our politicians. They do, you know, so you're probably going to see a lot of slap on the wrist. You're probably going to see some, you know, traitors go to jail and, oh, look, we solved the problem. But it doesn't solve the problem. Because the very essence of the system that we live by, capitalism, that the world lives by, is rigged. And if that system is rigged, then, you know, there's no truth to any system. You know, there's no stability to any system that we stand on today.
Let's pick up where you left off there. I couldn't say it any better myself, Tyrell Ventura.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code radio to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck locking fools in prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down the San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno.
All right, we have had Tyrell Ventura just popping in with us to give us an update on Conspiracy Theory, the third season. I hope he's right. Seems to make sense that if they're spending all this time and money still producing the show, that it's going to be even better and they're going to put it out. I hope that's the case. But you were really hitting the bone there. I mean, you had me thinking about, yeah, LIBOR. I mean, it's all rigged. Everybody who's been hurt by this has been made to be a plaintiff, and they're getting a slap on the wrist. And every day there's new outrages with the big mega banks engaged in everything you can imagine. And now they're announcing, I'm sure you saw the clip, where they're announcing that mega banks have conquered the world and that world government is here, but that we're lucky to have the mega banks run our life, Tyrell?
Oh, no, no, that's the dog and pony show. You need us. You need us in order to survive. Well, no, we don't. No, we don't. We don't. We need to restructure the system from the ground up. You guys have run the system into the dirt, and now we need to restructure it, because basically you've manipulated and controlled every aspect of our life. You know, and people always say, you know, well, when's world government coming? When is the police state coming? Well, it's already here. You know, you don't need to have chain, you know, you don't need to have razor wire on the corners of your neighborhood if they're controlling what you can and can't do with your financial stability. You know, I mean, if they're controlling all that, then you don't need razor wire.
No, very you know, well
when
said.
When you have a citizenry in constant debt from the moment that they try to get any kind of education, and then they get out of college and they're completely, you know, debt ridden, and that debt that they're paying interest to, if that interest rate is completely fixed, then they're going to be in debt the rest of their lives. And that's indentured servitude. So people ask me, well, when's the police state coming? Well, we're already here. You know, it kind of snuck up on us. You know, you don't need jackbooted bugs on every corner in order to live in a police state when, you know, all you need is control over the money. And that's what they have.
And control over travel and checkpoints at key transportation zones and total surveillance and the IRS saying you can't leave the country if they say you owe taxes.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, to me, what's also really fascinating about the LIBOR thing is that you have the 16, you know, elites at the top of the food chain, the top of the pyramid. Well, now the underlings of them lost money on this too. So now they're suing the upper crust. You know, they're suing their masters. And now the masters are fighting back against them. So essentially what you have is a very rare moment in time that the globalist elites are fighting each other and are all trying to steal. It's like the sharks are eating themselves. And so it's actually a very good time to get knowledge and truth out into the public sphere and to get people awakened to this kind of thing, because while they're busy fighting themselves, we might actually be able to make some really good change.
Wow.
We might be able to sneak up on them and make the changes we need to make this world a better place.
Tyrell, the angles you take us in really are thought-provoking. I'll just do this here on air. As soon as you ever get good Skype hooked up, I'd like to invite you sometime to host the show.
Anytime you'd like, man. I'll give it a shot. Why not?
Oh, well,
I'm honored to do that.
You'll do more than give it a shot. No. I mean, I've thought that off air before, but then never made the point on air. I'm glad you brought that up, that this system is even destroying its underlings, and there is a lot of infighting within the power structure. This thing is not monolithic. We can beat it.
Yes. You know, the power structure, I mean, there's always a turnover. That's human nature. Every generation, there's a new generation that comes in and takes over. Well, right now you have a fight between the younger generation of elites and the older generation of elites. The older are getting older. They're trying to hold on to power. The young generation's trying to come up. That's the perfect opportunity for all us who've been affected by them to sneak in and make our change.
We've only got 1 minute.
Not violently. You don't need to do that violently. You can beat them mentally. You can beat them through art. You can beat them through culture. You can beat them through education, demanding the right education.
I agree.
You
know, we've only got about.
How you win these wars.
We've only got about 45 seconds left. I want to invite you back up in the next few weeks for a full hour. Give us the Facebooks, Twitters, stuff like that. And then briefly, you were telling me off air an explosion of new filmmaking that's anti-tyranny right now in L.A.
There is. There's a lot of underground independent filmmakers here that are fighting back against the corporate studio system, and they're making a lot of really great, great projects from folks up in Minnesota that I know, to folks out here. They're really starting to say, no, we're going to make movies about the police state, and we're going to make movies about what this world could be like. Why? Because us as artists, that's what we have to do to educate people. We educate people through fiction. You know, they use fiction against us. We can use fiction against
them. Give us the Facebook. Give us the websites.
Jesse Ventura, the official Facebook page, We Ain't Got Time to Bleed. Those are the ones you want to check out for any Jesse Ventura news and things like that. They're updated, you know, updated daily.
All right, great job, Tyrell. Great job. Talk to you soon.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars, and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around. A tree to the ground. And shattered from the sound. The death machine ain't slowing down. It's gaining pound for pound. A gas mask is the couture in the summer of rage. Graves within the states. You and I, they'll vaccinate. They're preparing us for an all-out police state.
You tell them, Shooter Jennings. I want to get him back on the show. That's some good music right there. What do you expect from Waylon Jennings' voice? All right, I'm going to jam in a few phone calls real quick because I promised I would, and I appreciate you holding. Ahead of getting another guest on, a doctor, an expert on these things, to break down the incredible news coming out on fluoride and more. And we have another guest coming on right now. Let's go to Robert in Virginia, then James and others. Robert, thanks for holding. While I've been talking to our last guest, what is on your mind today from the comments I was making earlier?
Alex, hello.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, I got through. First-time caller.
Welcome.
Okay, I have a very important question for you. I was wondering when you're going to get Pastor Lindsey Williams back on the show. You know, he's predicting the end of the dollar by the end of this year. I was wondering if you got him lined up and how much faith are you putting into his forward-looking statements.
I would say in the past, about 98% of what he got from his sources was accurate. We confirmed it at Bilderberg. Now things are changing so much. I mean, I don't think his source has all the answers, even though it's the former CEO of a major oil company. Things are so fluid, but we've had a lot of folks want us to have Lindsey on, and some obviously don't. But we do need to get Lindsey Williams on in the near future.
Okay, great. I also like to say, God bless 97-year-old David Rockefeller.
God bless the possum, huh?
There you go.
All right, buddy. Anything else?
No, sir. I was just wondering if you got him lined up to come on the show.
David Rockefeller?
No. Lindsey.
I've actually talked to David Rockefeller before.
Yeah, I know you did. That would be great to have him on the show, wouldn't it?
It was beyond bizarre. It was beyond bizarre. But I don't have time to get into the whole story. But, yes, thank you for the call. I appreciate those points. My whole life's been bizarre. But life is crazy. Life's an adventure. There's people that say life's boring. I don't know what planet you're living on. Let's talk to Jacob in Oklahoma and then James. Go ahead, Jacob.
Yes, sir. I'm here in Oklahoma. I just want to say one thing, including my other comment, but to the guy, the anonymous guy, he needs to go read Patrick Henry's speech and realize how long our founding fathers, which were 10 times the men of these macho, you know, they've got a few guns, so they think they're going to take on the government, macho guys. Our founding fathers were 10 times the men that they are, and me too. And they, how many years, 10, 15 years, they pleaded with words to the King of England. They didn't, but people act like they just, you know, they were hot-headed, and they were just ready to just fly off the handle and start a war.
And before they got violent, because they were attacked, they stopped paying the taxes. They stopped putting up with stuff, and they started hanging posters everywhere, and they started, when somebody was a bad soldier or cop, they would take them and tar and feather them, which was quite a, people died quite often when you did that to them, because the skin would burn off. But the point is that they didn't just say, let's just go attack the police station, because we're going to have a civil war, let's go take over the Texas Capitol while they call in the army on us. No, they would go find the people that did something to somebody. They would go find them. And again, we have, all I want is people shooting their mouths off about violence. Half the time are feds. Other half the time they're really angry and ready to do something. If they just put that energy into waking other people up, we have the moral authority. We need to use it. And again, I have found most of the military is awake more than the general public. Including officers. Most of the police are more awake than the general public. Let me tell you, our problem is going to be the general public. If things collapse, we're going to be asking for troops on the streets. And again, they engineered it that way, but we don't just need to, if they have troops on the streets, go out and have a war with them. We need to explain, hey, these troops were put in this position, trained over the last decade for the banker collapse they've implemented. We've got to get the truth out of what happened. Again, so the globalists aren't just going to have troops come take our guns. They're going to collapse things first. All hell's going to break loose. When they come in to restore order, like Katrina, they're going to say, you got to turn them in. That's how they're going to do it. There's not going to be communications in areas when they do this. And it will be a death sentence for the military. It's not going to be like New Orleans where there were still some people that got shot trying to take guns. And you try that in Texas or Alabama or Tennessee or Vermont, I mean, it's over. I mean, it's going to be. But again, we're not like macho wanting a bloodbath here. We're wanting to avert this. The globalists have this planned. We've got to defeat them. I appreciate your call. We've got to outthink them. We've got to have situational awareness of the real politic, not what we're being force-fed here by the corporate media. Listen, they aren't going to go much longer. With fixed Nielsen ratings, and I knew they were fixed, MSNBC's top shows have 1 million listeners. We have that many every hour or more, conservatively. It's made up. It is fake. The whole thing is fake. One more caller because they've been holding so long. Then I'll get to Max and Noel and Alice in Wonderland calling from Ohio. I thought that's in Kansas. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Missouri. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for getting me on. I'm a first-time caller. I appreciate you working me in here. I just want to also comment on the anonymous caller. First of all, it is kind of sketchy. I know that you said by his voice, it didn't really sound like he'd be a Fed or something, but anyone who's calling in by anonymous has something to hide. So, whatever it is he was hiding, I think it's almost quite obvious. But, we're not at that point yet. We're not ready for that. There's a reason that the First Amendment came before the Second Amendment. Because our founding fathers knew the steps that would be needed to fight against this tyranny.
We have to exhaust every other step, and then we have to have the courage to start identifying who the occupiers and the collaborators are publicly, and that's not a safe job. Again, folks, identify the globalists. Call them out. Call for their arrest. There are good judges and prosecutors and citizens and grand juries. It's starting to happen. We can arrest all these people. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I completely agree with you. And I also just wanted to have a short little comment on what Tyrell was talking about. I don't believe that our system, capitalism, is within itself evil and the source of our problems.
Oh, no. Tyrell's a huge capitalist, and I almost elaborated when he said that. He's saying this isn't capitalism. This is a rigged monopoly system.
Right, yeah. Just because the only thing I was going to point out is because these mega bankers, they don't have one system that they conform to. I mean, they go through all the countries. They go through all the systems and exploit every single one.
That's right. They call it a synthesis.
Yeah.
Very well said. Anything else, sir?
I just don't know how much time you have for me, but I do have a couple of stories that I feel like would be relevant to what we've been talking about with the police state, and also a personal story about my experience through being diagnosed with ADD as a young kid going into high school. And then being put on these ADD medications, just a bunch of different types of ones, and then how I got to college and I got off of them. And, it was like my brain had cleared. It was like I could see clearly. I mean, it was like the fog of war had gone.
And I know why people do drugs, not just kids they put them on. It's because reality is such a high that you almost want to take some alcohol or whatever the case is, so that it's not so intense. You see, reality is the ultimate trip, to use a hippie term like, LSD trip. Reality is the ultimate adventure. God bless you. I think you just told your story right there, brother. All right, now, joining us is one of my favorite guests. He's Dr. Corey Gold. He is a syndicated talk show host in his own right, coming out of one of our great affiliates out there in California. And he's going to be joining us. I wanted to get him on to talk about solutions because he's not just a dentist like my dad, but he's a nutritionist and got a bunch. And he's also one of the most successful proprietary developers of some of the most popular vitamin and mineral tinctures out there. And I'm just really excited to have him. We also have a big announcement we're going to make at the start of the next hour. We're not going to do that right now Dr. Corey Gold, again, who joins us here today. I wanted to get him on at first to discuss just the incredible stuff that we see coming out. As you know, Doc, it came out 2 weeks ago that Merck knowingly was putting out vaccines that they knew actually had the measles, mumps, rubella in them. It's come out that GlaxoSmithKline knew a bunch of their drugs didn't even help people and were killing them. Now we have Monsanto trying to get total government liability to approve anything they want and to give them liability protection. And on the heels of all that, major Harvard study published in Federal Government Journal confirms fluoride lowers IQ. In more than a dozen studies that Harvard looked at, they found significant lower IQs in those who lived in the fluoride areas. The children in high fluoride areas had significantly lower IQs than those who lived in low fluoride areas. Now, again, they just call it fluoride. They put hundreds of chemicals in there. This was known in the Soviet Union when they first put it. By the way, that's mainline history. In the slave camp water, then the Nazis copied Stalin. The point is, folks, this is premeditated evil, and now they're getting caught on a weekly basis, but still they go forward. It's like they get caught, so then they just say, well, we'll just get liability. And by the way, in California, we're going to shoot your kids up with vaccines without parental consent. That's where Corey Gold joins us from KSCO land there in Santa Cruz. Doc, what do you make of all this? I mean, used to you'd have like a piece of news break like this every 6 months. Now it's every day or two. Is this a good thing, or are they just out in the open now? What do you make of the fact that it's coming out that you know, Big Pharma makes tens of billions and with one drug a year and then pays a $100 million fine? What do you make of this?
Well, you covered a lot of ground there, Alex, but you're right. I mean, it's been known for a long time that if you put things into the food supply, you can control the public. And you're right. Nazi Germany, they were using things like fluoride in the water to control people. Soviet Russia, they were using things like fluoride in the water to control people. And you have to question why we're doing it here. There's discussion out in the open right now about adding lithium to the public drinking supply because too many people in America are depressed. And if we added a little lithium to the drinking water, we would have happier population like, you know, Stanford people. So, government is controlling people by what they put in the drinking water. Look at in Chicago, they're confiscating homemade lunches that mothers and fathers make and replacing it with government lunches because government is telling you parents don't have rights to control their children's diets. Government's in charge of your diets. And to some degree, you can't run away from the food supply. So if they put GMOs in the food supply and fluoride in the water and lithium in the water, where do you run? Where do you hide to control your own life?
And notice this is all happening right as we gain so much momentum. Their answer is, oh, yeah, you don't like it? We'll hit you with 100 times more.
Well, just think about this. I mean, they're now telling people if you collect rainwater that falls on your roof in your home, it's illegal in some states to collect rainwater that falls on your own roof on your own home because the government owns the water that falls on your house.
Oh, yeah. Last year, they wanted to tax $2,000 per episode for any hay dust in a barn as if that's toxic, but then GMO can blow around everywhere in people's faces. All of this is supposed, you know, fine and dandy, but I was seeing the Department of the Interior and others, they're even discussing runoff taxes, saying that you need to pay taxes just for rain that falls on your yard.
Right. They're looking to find any way that, you know, water that falls on your yard, you should be taxed for because it waters your grass or waters your crops because the government owns the rain now. I'm waiting for the sunshine tax. It's like if you go outside and walk around, the government's going to charge you by the mile for the sunshine that you collect because somehow now they own the sun.
And by the way, don't give them ideas, Dr. Goyle, please. I'm not even joking. Well, of course, Cass Sunstein says that the sun is not good for us, right, and that we're conspiracy theorists if we say it.
Right. The sun, which we all know we need to be in. I mean, if you ever go outside, you know you feel better on a nice, warm, sunny day. It feels good to walk out. Your body is designed to enjoy and use sunlight. It actually creates vitamins in your body. But, you know, if you read public written documents by government officials, you think the sun was all bad and out there to kill you. And it's the government's role to prevent you from having sunlight.
And by the way, along that line, because we were joking about taxing the sun, Cass Sunstein actually said, if you say the sun is good for you, put a tax on conspiracy theories. He actually said tax saying the sun is good for you. So in a way, I guess that is a tax on the sun.
I don't know if I have any money left after being taxed, so I'm not sure what they're going to come after me for right now. But yeah, I believe the sun, unless you're sitting out there roasting in it, the sun is good for you.
Well said, my friend. I want to come back and look at some of the other big attacks on vitamin and mineral companies I know that are happening right now. And again, we have some big, and I mean big, breaking news when we start the next hour. And then about 20, 30 minutes after that, we're going to have a expert on mind control in studio with us. Even Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America is saying that Aurora looks like it was staged. And now, as things intensify, we are really seeing the system come after our Second Amendment. Dr. Gold, I know you're a libertarian slash, you know, patriot talk show host in your own right, Doc. What is your view on the open calls to restrict the Second Amendment now?
You know, you have to wonder what where you could see it coming right after the shooting that was out in Colorado with the tragic shooting. And we're learning more and more things that make it seem kind of crazy. You know, it's looking more and more suspicious every day to me, what happened out in Colorado. But you knew 5 seconds after it happened, after your grief went away for the people that were shot, I was waiting for all the calls for gun control that followed immediately thereafter. It was basically a, you know, the lightning struck and then the sonic boom that follows the thunder afterwards was more gun control. You know, as we sell, actually give away guns to Mexico. Look what's happening in Mexico. It's illegal to own a gun in Mexico, and there's more gun deaths in Mexico than almost any place in the world. So we should follow that model, I guess, according to the U.S. government.
Well, it's all about enslavement, and it's that simple. But as Time Magazine had to admit, we are winning the fight for the Second Amendment. The system is panicking. The public doesn't trust him anymore. So what does Corey Gold expect him to do next? We'll come back with Dr. Gold straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from Carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
So Cyrus Jones.
So Cyrus Jones live forever.
Grave digger.
Grave digger.
When you dig my grave.
When you dig my grave.
Will you make it shallow?
Will you make it shallow?
So.
So I can feel the rain.
Grave digger.
Grave digger.
I wish we could bury tyranny. Dr. Corey Gold is our guest. We're talking about the attacks on farming, ranching, your own rainwater, gardens. They're going in Oklahoma and other areas and cutting down people's backyard gardens now, not just front yard gardens. They're arresting people all over the country with lemonade stands, not just fining them. They gave a guy 30 days in jail for collecting rainwater for his backyard garden in Oregon. And they're saying, you bet we're going to arrest you. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they do not want you taking care of yourself. They want you under this medical mafia. And that's where longevity comes in at InfoWarsTeam.com. I mean, you've seen Aaron Dykes lose 92 pounds, and it's not even advertised with Pollen Burst and Beyond Tangy Tangerine to make you lose weight. You just aren't as hungry. You know, I lost 40 pounds. And then haven't even been working out like I used to and have stayed there. If I worked out like Aaron does, I'd lose another 20, 30 like I need to. The point is I'm still a bit chubby, but I was getting downright corpulent or porpoise-like. The point is that that's a side issue, but everybody should visit InfoWarsTeam.com where we have all of the great longevity products discounted. And there's a little special announcement up there on the site as well that we'll be making on the radio coming up at the start of the next hour. But getting back to Dr. Corey Gold, I mean, this really is about a revolution of taking our lives in our own hands and really coming out of this system. And that's where health comes in. They want us debilitated so they can sell us drugs that they know are making us sick.
Well, today the word in medicine is, you know, living with disease. It's maintaining with a disease state. It's not about preventing disease state. It's not about curing disease state. It's about living with disease. If you listen to a lot of these things, we have these drugs which will help you function normally or close to normally with these diseases that you have. And you know, what we're all about and what your show's a lot about is, you know, how do you live without, how do you not get them? And how do, if you have them, how do you have your body work to fix them the best you can? And that's where great things like water comes in, and that's where food supplies come in, and that's where vitamins and minerals come in, and that's where doing things that just make common sense, having pure water, eating clean, non-GMO food, having vitamins, minerals, nutrients, omega oils, it just makes sense. But yet you hear TV telling you that people talk about drinking clean water, and people that want non-GMO food and people talk about supplementing with vitamins and minerals are crazy people. And it's like they're turning the world upside down on their head. It's like what makes common sense is meant to be crazy. And when the world buys into common sense being crazy, we're in a weird place.
That's a good way to put it. I'm always trying to describe how these corporate brainwashers sell us on the idea that we're the weirdos.
Right.
They really are selling us on an upside-down world. They're like, yeah, the fluoride brain damages you. Put it in your water for your kids. We're like, but you admit it brain damages. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. Drink it. But, you know, Dr. Dean Adell, he says you don't need those vitamins. Vitamins are bad. He actually says they're bad.
Right.
No, I'm not kidding. I mean, you do not need supplements. Studies show supplements are bad for you. I'm sure you've heard that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's been a saying for a long time. How could he be saying that as a health practitioner? But that's his worldview. And you know, why? I don't know.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. so our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got a big announcement we're going to make coming up after this break here in just a moment. You're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. The guys just kind of gave it away over there, but we'll be covering that coming up in the next segment. Dr. Corey Gold, radio talk show host, dentist, nutritionist, a major health food developer, just an amazing all-around guy, is our guest. I want to ask you about attacks on free speech, though, in this short little segment. UK police arrest man over Twitter insult, and he told one of the Olympic divers, "You let your dad down. Hope you know that." I mean, that's just the nature of the internet. The guy's on a public forum. He's a public figure. He said he wanted to win for his dad. The guy said, "You let your dad down." It's a nasty thing to say. The police have arrested him because it's illegal to hurt someone's feelings in England. This is the new thing where they're arresting people. And we have the article up at Infowars.com. People know I don't get off into the whole, you know, bashing different religions and groups. I just stay out of it. But you know what? You've got to have the right, if you're the Chick-fil-A owner, to say, "I think a marriage between a man and a woman," you shouldn't have Rahm Emanuel say, "Shut it down. You know, we're not going to let you operate in Chicago." I mean, that is very dangerous. Okay. Go ahead.
That was like one of the biggest topics on my show, is, and people were really, really in favor of what Rahm Emanuel was saying. I'm saying, listen to you. We left England because the government was tyrannical and was dictating to us. And here we are having a mayor say, "You don't have a right to own a business because of your political point of view and your religious point of view." It's like insulting to the Constitution.
Have they heard of Nazi Germany? Because that's how the discrimination started against certain groups, was not letting them have businesses at first.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, that same city would be happy to confiscate your weapons, would be happy to take your packed lunches away from your children and give them government lunches, and would be happy to tell you, if you don't believe with the same way as the mayor believes, then you're going to have to go somewhere else to have a job because you won't get a license in that state. I mean, the thought is that this person's a conservative who does not believe in same-sex marriage. That's just his worldview. Okay for him. But that now bars him from owning a restaurant in the city because of his political and religious point of view.
And if you disagree with that view, that's your right. Don't go there. But listen, it gets worse. They're now saying in England that that if you criticize Islam, you'll be arrested, period. And now in congressional testimony yesterday, the video's up at Infowars.com, the deputy attorney general will not say that they won't arrest Americans that criticize Islam.
It's a very spooky space where you're now worried that what you say could get you arrested or get you on some kind of list that gets you in trouble simply because you say, "I don't believe in a law," or "I don't believe in the way the government's going," or "I'm not happy with the tax law," or "I think we should have more freedom of speech," or "I'm not pro-gay," or "I am pro-gay." That could get you in trouble with the government and, quite frankly, get a website shut down simply because your personal point of view is anti what a regular likes. It's very scary. When the First Amendment and the Second Amendment go away, we're no longer the United States of America.
And again, the model of political correctness that they have in Europe and England now, you say to somebody, "You let your dad down. I hope you know that," because the guy made it all about winning the gold medal for his dad. Well, I mean, you know, you let your dad down. That's a creepy thing to say. You know, I'd say something like, hey, your dad's still proud of you, looking down from heaven. You're in the arena. Great job. But if somebody wants to be a troll and a creep, you get arrested for that. That is serious authoritarianism. And now they're saying, because Paul Watson and his brother, who write for me, live there. And they say, if you criticize even an Islamic radical group, you'll be arrested now in England. I mean, this is just so bizarre. And it is a very, 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 very scary thing. Now, the AP says UK police arrest man over Twitter insult. We just showed one saying they're investigating. They've now arrested. We'll be back with Dr. Corey Gold with a big announcement and a lot of key health news straight ahead. We'll delve more into fluoride as well, exactly from his research, what it does to your brain and the rest of your organs. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Don't forget, you can find out more about the revolution against tyranny in health at InfoWarsTeam.com.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lung system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lung system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lung system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it anytime to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back live on this 31st day of July 2012. Dr. Corey Gold is our guest. He is a dentist, a nutritionist, long bio, and one of the most successful developers of nutritional products out there. You know him for things like Pollen Burst and products that I use and promote and my whole office loves and my whole family loves. And now almost everybody I know in Austin is using. You can find it all at InfoWarsTeam.com. And we've been covering a host of issues. I want to get more into these attacks on the First Amendment, the Chick-fil-A situation. Now people being arrested in England for Twitters that are just mildly insulting. like, hey, you let your dad down, not getting a gold medal, you're arrested. No more free speech. We're going to get into all that. Major Harvard study published in Federal Government Journal confirms fluoride lowers IQs. Again, the magnitude of the fact we're being poisoned by design. Well, the body is able to heal itself. The globalists want to make you sick. I lost 40 pounds on this, and it's not even a weight loss product. And yes, I'm infomercialing here. I only do this like once a month or something. But I do it with things I really, really believe in. Aaron lost 92 pounds. And the reason is the food has had the minerals taken out of it because of the fertilizers they use, the ground being played out, not being left fallow. It's basic farming rules, you know, that go back to Leviticus and before. We're not following any of that common sense. And so plants take two or three minerals to grow. We take a whole bunch, upwards of 90. And even mainline vitamins and stuff don't have all the 90 vitamins and minerals and trace elements. They'll have like 45 or 50 or 60. When you get the pollen burst, now pollen burst plus, that's the announcement. When you get Beyond Tangy Tangerine, when you get the products at InfoWarsTeam.com, it's not advertised as weight loss, but you won't be as hungry. You'll have more energy. Because, and again, my only problem is I am not accustomed to taking it three or four times a day. Aaron's followed it totally and lost 92 pounds. We're about to do a whole promotion rolling that out and going over it. But if you're a radio listener, go look at an Aaron Dykes video 2 years ago. Look at him now. In a year and a half, 92 pounds. Now, that said, drum roll, please. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, I was just about to go live here in the segment. I was already making myself one of these, as I do in the afternoon now, instead of, you know, just drinking coffee all day. And I thought, well, I'll just do it on air. Pollen Burst Plus, and we can show people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, is featured on The Alex Jones Show. Because this all came about because I'm like, yeah, I like your, you know, kind of orange flavor, whatever it is. But I said, I would like, you know, something more berry tasting. They're like, well, it's really funny you say that because we want to add more antioxidant to all the, you know, proprietary B vitamins and A vitamins and all the other stuff that just supercharges you. It is the best energy drink out there. And they sent me samples a few months ago saying, do you want to endorse this? And the answer is absolutely. My children, everybody, we're running some audio through one of our computers. I tell you, these computers are getting crazier and crazier. That was a drum roll. Oh, they were getting the drum roll ready. I thought it was more like an air raid siren. Drum roll, please. Here it is, the Pollen Burst Plus. And yes, when you purchase it at InfoWarsTeam.com, your purchase helps us hire the 6 reporters we're getting, the 6 graphics and news layout people we're getting. We are not just going to sit here and be the number one alternative media outfit in the world, you know, with me pulling the whole train. We're going to go to the next level, and it takes funds to do that well. Again, we are fighting here. So when you purchase stuff at InfoWarsTeam.com, you get the best products, you get discounts, and you also support the transmission. We're not like the Rockefellers that take your money in government bailouts and then, you know, fund MSNBC. We're here saying, hey, these are products we like. Because I scoured out there looking for products that I really thought were the best and finally found them. Oh, man. Let me tell you something. I love Pollen Burst Plus. Dr. Gold, you developed this. Corey, tell us, I know we still got the regular Pollen Burst at InfoWars team, but tell us about the Pollen Burst Plus.
Well, it just happened to be great timing. You'd mentioned to me how much you like Pollen Burst, and we were working on a new formulation of Pollen Burst that had even more in it than the original Pollen Burst. And we call it Pollen Burst Plus. It's called the new Berry Blast. And it's actually a formulation that you tried actually before I even tried the flavor of it. So I know where I sit in the pecking order of things, because you called me up telling me how much you liked it before I got my samples. And it's a berry-flavored beverage, so it's got everything the original Pollen Burst had in it, except we've added New Zealand black currant to it, so we've just supercharged the antioxidant property to it. And a lot of people are becoming aware of black currant. It's a superfood now. It's one of the super berries that's out there, loaded in antioxidants. It's got a lot of natural vitamin C in it. It's got it's even got EFAs in it. It's got omega-6s in it, which is good for making prostaglandins and for decreasing inflammation. The vitamin C is obviously good for your heart health and your immunity as well. It produces natural energy. So when people take a product like Pollen Burst or Pollen Burst Plus, which is now your formulation, your endorsed formulation, Right. We're out there with it. This is a product that's endorsed by Alex, and it benefits the InfoWars, and I'm proud to be doing that. I'm proud to be working with that. And we wanted to make something that was so superb that I felt proud about it being connected with you and connected with your audience. And that's what we did with Polymers Plus. So whereas everything the original version does have in it, it's got superoxide dismutase, which is a wonderful, most powerful antioxidant you can possibly get. SOD is made by your body every single day. It's the antioxidant your body makes, and your body's used to it, so we're just boosting that amount, which also raises your glutathione levels. It's got ECGCs from green tea extract, another very powerful antioxidant. It's got pollen grains, which have all those micronutrients that you were just talking about.
We're losing Dr. Gold's Skype. Oh. Let's try to pause a moment or reconnect, because that's becoming a bit unintelligible. Yeah, the point is this is the best energy drink out there. I won't take energy drinks because they give me headaches. I love coffee, but if I drink 3 or 4 cups, if I'm, say, staying up here till midnight working, I get burnout, I get mean. Polymburst, and I tried some of their other energy drinks too that Youngevity puts out, and they're good, but not as good as Polymburst. And so that's around here. That's what I drink. We've got the other ones. Rebound's good as well. But the point is, I really like Polymburst. Well, now I don't drink the other flavor. It still tastes great. I like the berry flavor. And you heard it. It's got yours truly on the cover. It is an InfoWars endorsed product. And I hope that all InfoWarriors will go to InfoWarsTeam.com and sign up for $10. To get discounts on the products or just buy the products right there at InfoWarsTeam.com. And again, other revolutionaries rob banks to fund themselves. We're not revolutionaries. We're restorationists. We want the republic back. We fund ourselves promoting things that we believe in, things that we use, things that we're proud to promote to you. So Polymburst Plus, it's got so many great things in it, from the pollen to the black currant to the vitamin B1, vitamin B3, B6, B12. Vitamin D3. It's got a whole bunch of stuff in it. You can see it there if you're watching at prisonplanet.tv. And it's an amazing energy drink, and everybody I know gets hooked on it. Dr. Gold, what's the difference? Because I love the way coffee tastes, okay? And I buy, local Rutamaya coffee, love it. It's from Mexico. But take Starbucks coffee. I drink one of those. I'm high as a kite for 5 hours, but then I get really grumpy and have a headache. And everybody I know is the same way. Right. But coffee does something to you. Rutamaya, I can drink 4 or 5 cups before I get a headache. Starbucks, 1. But coffee's great, though. I mean, I like coffee. It's got some health benefits I've read about. I mean, you can tell me if I'm wrong. But I can drink, if I need to, 2 or 3 Polymburst over the day, stay up till midnight. If I'm doing coast to coast AM, I've been up since 6 a.m. the day before, bam, Polymburst an hour before. I feel great, can go to bed at the end. I used to could not drink any amount of coffee to try to stay up and alert, and quite frankly would turn to beer. For whatever reason, beer would have a stimulus effect for me when caffeine wouldn't anymore. What's different about Polymburst now that I don't need to drink beer if I'm on an overnight radio show to stay up? I can take a Polymburst.
Well, you see what happens when I get excited about Polymburst. I broke Skype. That's what happened. That's what happened. That's how powerful this new product is. And I'm very proud to be working with the InfoWars with this and supporting the InfoWars with this product. And we wanted to make it the best one. You asked about, coffee versus other things that help you with energy. This has some green tea in it. It's just a smaller amount. We get our energy from a combination of different things. Things with antioxidants in them, like superfoods and ECGCs and all those other things that we put into this product, they do contribute to increasing energy, but through a different mechanism. So there is some green tea in it. It does have a little bit of endogenous caffeine in it, but it's not like drinking a Starbucks, like you said, coffee. And I'm a fan of coffee too, but you're right. It does have a very different effect on the body when you drink a lot of caffeine and then your body goes away from the caffeine. It's a kind of a crashing situation. And this doesn't do that. This is very smooth, very easy.
Yeah, but a lot of other energy drinks have that crash. This doesn't have the crash. No. And that's not just hype, folks. Try it out. The regular Polymburst, the Polymburst Plus at InfoWarsTeam.com. And specifically on the alcohol issue, I know it's classed as a depressant. But why, for myself, does it have a stimulant effect?
It all depends how much alcohol you have in your body, because eventually as your body's trying to digest and eliminate the alcohol, your body sees alcohol as a toxin. So when it's going through that elimination phase, eventually your body does see it as a depressant. Small amounts can excite the body.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, I'm talking about, like a beer. Yeah, like one right. beer will wake me up, but then I don't even really like it. And then I can't go to sleep. Right. People always talk about, I'm just describing what I've learned keeps me up, but I don't need coffee and I don't need a beer anymore to stay up. Now I just have a pollen burst. I'm saying it is amazing, folks. InfoWarsTeam.com. And if we put it up on screen, there's also a number there on the site where people can take your order there. It's 865-441-2996. Again, that's 865-441-2996. There's also a toll-free number somewhere on there, so I'll make sure that gets added back up there on the site. But we'll be back with Dr. Corey Gold to get into fluoride straight ahead. But I'm very honored because, I mean, he's a giant out there in health product development, that he named his latest and greatest product after the InfoWar.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Do you fear losing your home and being on the street? Can't happen to you? Well, think again. Millions of honest, hardworking Americans have had their homes stolen by the banks. There is an answer. The answer is MortgageEndgame.com. Yes, MortgageEndgame.com is the only long-term solution. We have discovered and possess over 11,000 pages of previously unknown court-admissible evidence. The banks have created a massive fraud to make you a renter for life. Paid off your home? Forget about getting your original paperwork. On time every month with your payments? It doesn't matter. Your title is likely clouded and nobody knows who owns your home. You are not alone. Contact MortgageEndgame.com for full details and benefits from participating at no legal cost in the massive assault to achieve redress and damages. MortgageEndgame.com, the only real solution to the mortgage crisis. Call us at 903-962-9070 or visit us at MortgageEndgame.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
We're going to get into the shooter. We're going to have Fritz Springmeier here in studio with us, expert on mind control, offered a bunch of books on it. His research is groundbreaking. By the way, you can become a distributor, create your own website under InfoWarsTeam.com, and we were giving out a distributor's number, which is great as well. If you want to call the main number here to order any of the fine products discounted, like Polymburst Plus, that just officially came out this week and is now in stock, 877-551-1301. You can also inquire about signing up to be a distributor. And we're looking for team members. We're looking for managers. I mean, it's a growing operation. This great longevity system and people using the products and finding out it's not hype is really helping fund the info war. I know a lot of folks would rather we would just be the government and come take the money from you at gunpoint, but we'd rather just sell you a good product that everybody win-wins from. 877-551-1301 is the main number. If you want to talk directly to our folks, 877-551-1301 or InfoWarsTeam.com. Now, coming up, it's finally hitting mainstream news. They're praising Al-Qaeda as wonderful people. This is the London Guardian today. Al-Qaeda turns tides for rebels in battle for Eastern Syria. And it just talks about their discipline and what incredible men they are. I got to get my rights up because Al-Qaeda is going to attack me. And it just goes on and on. This is just amazing. Again, new bill introduced to ban online ammo sales, ban all semi-autos, ban clips of 10 or more, getting almost no attention. It finally hit Yahoo News today. I mean, incredible things are happening right now. The world is just racing towards tyranny. Dr. Corey Gold, what do you make of Obama using Al-Qaeda to take over Libya and now Syria? I'm not saying Gaddafi or Assad are good guys, but compared to Al-Qaeda, I mean, I'm not a supporter of Al-Qaeda, and I know that means I'm not patriotic nowadays. To be patriotic is you want drones, checkpoints, no freedom, turn your guns in. I guess they're telling us the founders, you know, gun owners, libertarians, we are the terrorists.
Well, Al-Qaeda was great when they were fighting the Russians in Afghanistan. And then Al-Qaeda was bad when they were fighting us in Afghanistan. Now Al-Qaeda is good again because they're helping get rid of Assad in Syria. So I guess it just depends. It's kind of like baseball players. It all depends which uniform they're wearing that day. It's the same guy, just what uniform they're wearing that day. It is crazy when you think about it that we're fighting Al-Qaeda, except they're helping us fight in Syria because we don't like that guy more. You're right. Drones are flying, but people think it's good because it's protecting them. The internet's being censored, but that's good because people aren't getting their feelings hurt. The government's putting lithium or wants to put lithium in the water because you shouldn't have any opinions or be sad ever because emotions are no good for you. You start wondering, where are we heading with this? Mayor Bloomberg is telling people, yeah, abortions are great in New York, but, you know, you can't have you can't have formula for your children because the government would prefer you do this instead. We're really at a wacky place. But it is kind of crazy when you think about when is Al-Qaeda our friend and when is it our enemy and is it the same day sometimes?
And then meanwhile, they're trying to restrict vitamins and minerals, but yeah. Dr. Wallach's been leading the charge to stop that. But then they want to legalize antipsychotics and things like OxyContin for four-year-olds.
Oh, you just think about it. There are commercials on the air right now that says if your first antidepressant isn't working well enough, we've got a second antidepressant you can put on top of that. But be very careful of vitamins and minerals. Those could be dangerous for you. If anybody listens to this commercial, pick up a tube of toothpaste. Read the warning on the back about having too much toothpaste and now drink the fluoride in the water. It tells you you could die from eating a whole tube of toothpaste, but chug away in the water, you know, have a lot of water. You've been running around town, you're thirsty, drink a lot of water, put that fluoride in. It just, you know, begs intelligence.
Well, that was the final point I wanted to cover with you here. Harvard looked at more than a dozen major modern studies as far back as 1977 and said it accelerated tumor growth, bone cancer, and massively lowered children's IQs. But if I go down to the city council in Austin and say, stop putting it in my water, they laugh at me.
Right. They laugh at you. It's a brainwashing technique. You think about this. Pure. If you say, I want pure water, they think you're crazy. You're asking for pure water. If you try to collect your own rainwater in your house, you're violating some kind of law. You say you want clean food with no GMOs, you are crazy. You grow your own food, you are crazy. You may be a lawbreaker. You want to have a cow and drink the own unpasteurized milk, you could be doing something wrong. It's an upside down world. All these things are intuitively good.
I'll tell you what's intuitively delicious is my Pollen Burst Plus, available at InfoWarsTeam.com. We've got banners going up at InfoWars.com today if you missed that address. Dr. Corey Gold, thank you for letting me endorse your product. I've never endorsed a product before because I never found one good enough. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
Amazing. Pollen Burst Plus.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The
The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
All right, Fritz Springmeier is here visiting his father from, I guess, Oregon. Fritz Springmeier is an author who, when I read his book 15 years ago, Bloodlines Illuminati, and he said that Prince Charles hung out in Transylvania, and they weren't German royalty, that the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas were from Vlad the Impaler. I couldn't find where that came from, and I thought this guy's got to be, you know, out of his mind. So I never really interviewed him until, I don't know, the last 6, 7, 8 years. I was going to interview him right before he got set up and sent to the Huskal. I mean, they went after him. They kept raiding him, kept going after him, saying, oh, he has, you know, anti-government literature in his house. Oh, he robbed a bank with no proof and all this stuff. They could do that to me, too. They put him in jail. And for 7 years, he just got out, as you know, about a year ago. First time he's traveled outside the state he lives in. You know, he's got to call his probation officer up even to be here. Just spent a day with his dad. He's about to turn around and go home now. But he's here today for just about 30 minutes in studio, then an hour commercial-free, uninterrupted interview tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, 15-day free trial, PrisonPlanet.tv if you want to watch it. If not, by tomorrow, it'll be out there for everybody on YouTube. But it is you, the members, that pay it forward to everybody, so thank you. But Bloodlines, the Illuminati. Now, because, 15 years ago, I knew about the Federal Reserve and the New World Order. I didn't believe they were sacrificing people. I mean, now they take the head of Penn State and make him a secret Homeland Security commander. And it turns out they're all a bunch of, just absolute scum. And for normal people, you know, we know all our works are dirty rags before God. I mean, I'm aggressive. I'm everything else. But I don't want to hurt innocent people. In fact, the only lust I got is to beat the brains out of bullies. And it is a sin because I cannot help it. And I just, people that hurt kids, I got a normal instinct that I want to really get angry. But I'm using the info war to go after our enemies. So everybody knows who the enemy is. But this book, Bloodlines, the Illuminati, is off the charts wild. And now, 15 years after I first read it, it's back in print. It wasn't even in print. We got it back in print. So it's all coming from InfoWars.com right now. You can find other places, but it comes from us. This book is available at InfoWars.com, InfoWarsShop.com, but that's not why he's here. We only got about 25 minutes left. I want to give him the floor. We're going to do an in-depth breakdown. In fact, he's got it out in the car. There's only 5 in print left. I'm thinking about trying to get that back in print. The Illuminati formula to create a totally undetectable mind control slave. Now, I was asking him, I go, you wrote 3 or 4 books on mind control, right? Because I read those years after I read this and found out he wasn't, because, this sounded like cuckoo for Cocoa Puff stuff when I was ignorant. I understand why this stuff sounds crazy, but look at all the other governments and elites and crazy stuff they did. It's actually normal for these elites in history because they just get more and more evil. They compete with each other for, who's more evil. And he's written like 4 other books, am I wrong, Fritz, on mind control. And I said, which one is it where you say they use movie trailers to program it and that, and then you go over it all and you said, no, that's the formula. That's the formula book. So here you are. We've got footage of this James Holmes guy with all the Department of Defense. I said, watch, he'll have some Pentagon psychiatrists. Turned out that was the case. They roll him out. He can't even talk. He was back in court today. Didn't know who he was. Couldn't talk. He might not even have been the shooter because, they've got mind control folks, as you've documented, as they've declassified now, where they do act normal. But they can be the new personality and they activate it and then the person acts normal but doesn't remember. This guy could just be some patsy drugged up electroshock therapy. But you're the real expert on this because you learned from the inside when you burrowed into an Illuminati coven. But break down watching this James Holmes shooting, the Dark Knight, all the news articles about violent finale on the cover of magazines. You're going to, killer finale. We see trailers of gangsters shooting everyone in a movie theater right before it happens. Multiple shooters reported, stand downs, photoshops of gas mask, the gun control bill only a few weeks out when it happened. You see all that. And you see the police chief work for Bloomberg, the head of intelligence. I mean, a few miles from Littleton, Colorado. Give us your take on this and then break down in the little bit of time we have here as kind of a hors d'oeuvre or preview of tonight. We're doing an hour in studio on the nightly news. What you think of this case and then from actual real program people. Because it's proof that, I mean, you totally documented how it operates. So much of it declassified now. How this really works.
Yes, it does have all the hallmarks of being a false flag, and a false flag that they created with a mind-controlled assassin. You look at his parents, that's one of the clues, and then his grandparents, but his father being part of DARPA, his father being involved with banking and creating algorithms that, and it ties into also the big banking scandal that's over in England, that they fixed the interest rates very low, which has been part of the reason why Americans have been having this financial crisis. And that scandal was going to be exposed, and his father was going to testify before Congress. So we're talking about his father and grandfather being notable people. These are the kind of families that have...
Same thing with Harris and Kleinbold.
Mm-hmm.
They had parents were both in DARPA. You can't make this up.
Right. And Littleton itself is a retirement place for CIA. So we're talking about an area that's full of these kind of people. And then just the way his eyes looked, and like you were saying, the first time he came in, he couldn't even speak. All of these little things are clues.
He still can't talk. They said today, now they won't show video. They're just showing sketches. He just sits there blinking. I mean, he's obviously shell-shocked.
Yes. Yes. And so they're probably doing something to try to get him in line with whatever they want him to say or do to go along with the script. But it definitely, to me, has a lot of clues that would say this guy was programmed to go in and do this. Clear back in the 1990s, I was warning people that they were going to go in and do these kind of shootings.
No, that's what clicked. Yeah. I learned you were coming to Texas. It was so wild because, Fritz, you said, I'm going from memory here, but, I mean, you talked about movie trailers programming mass shootings. You talked about mass shootings in public. Well, I mean, it's all in your books. Which book talks about that?
It may have been
Prophecy Club speeches.
You know, I don't know specifically because I wrote so much stuff. The Be Wise as Serpents book back in 1990 said that they were going to go in and do assassinations, or mass killings. So it may have gone clear back to 1990.
Yeah. Well, let's continue now with this case of the different types of mind control operatives.
It's very simple for them to do. They already have everything in place in the person's mind. They have programmed a part of the mind to do its job. And that part of the mind doesn't really have a sense of reality. It may not even, when it goes in and pulls the trigger, may not even think that it's really shooting real bullets.
It's a hypnotic command.
Right. It's a hypnotic command. And, the part that they use to do that has been created through trauma. It's called trauma-based mind control. And that disassociative part has been programmed, but it has no sense of greater reality. It's just doing its job.
And this is all on record. Dr. Ewing Cameron had government kidnap thousands of children. This is on History Channel. With electroshock, torture, and drugs, could make them do whatever he wanted. Total program.
Right. The CIA name for it was MK Ultra, but it was Monarch Project and a lot of other names. It's gone by a lot of names. Basically, it's trauma-based mind control. There was a Charles Bronson movie, Telethon, which shows the end result of this. I've actually watched all of this and it actually happened. The people I was working with to help deprogram them, I've stood there and listened to the little nursery rhyme ditties that they would come over the phone and say to try to get these people to do things. I've heard it myself. I've seen it firsthand. It's not just a movie to me, but in the this Charles Bronson movie, they call up this woman, just give her a little ditty, she goes out and blows up a military base. And that's the way it works. I've sat there and watched it.
Well, how dumb do they think we are? Jolly and West, number two mind control in congressional hearings, and then he becomes the main doctor for McVeigh. How obvious does this have to get?
It's obvious. It's right there out in front of our face, and yet people are in denial about what's happening.
Hey, we should grab that off Netflix or something to play a clip of it tonight on the Nightly News. Charles Bronson's telethon. That's a good movie, too.
Yeah.
And there's the guy chasing him around trying to stop it from happening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's been a whole series of movies, but yeah.
Yeah, but, and that's the old trauma based. I've been reading, 20 years ago, they had remote control cockroaches with one chip.
Right.
20 years ago, they had Robo Rat. They have them now where you can buy them, a real rat of your government, and it goes into like rubble and stuff. It has a chip in the brain with a camera on its head.
Right.
So they've now moved on to that. I mean, my dad was like top of his class dentist. And DARPA in the mid-80s tried to hire him, and he said they were hiring a bunch of Dallas dentists. Right. And he said, yeah, we've moved to Maryland. I can't talk about it. It's about three times what I'm making. And he owned some dental offices then. They wanted him to go train. Well, he wasn't allowed to say everything, and he didn't meet with them much. But the Department of Defense under DARPA tried to hire my dad to, quote, go underground. And I said, well, what does that mean? I remember around the kitchen table. It was even before my sister came along. She's 14 years younger than me. And he's like, yeah, I don't think I want to do that. But he just said, well, they want me because I know how to fuse metal and things into bone. And he said, they won't tell me, but it's probably hiding things inside spies. He said it's cyber. I didn't know what cybernetics was when I was like 8 years old. He says, like, cybernetics are cyborgs. You know what those are, son? And I remember later asking him, well, was it just you? No, they were trying to hire a bunch of dentists.
Right. Yeah, we had one victim of mind control that came up to Oregon back in the 90s, and she was trying to get help for her implants that she had. She came back to Texas, to Dallas, was in an anechoic chamber, managed to get the proof that signals were being sent into her, and then managed to extract one of the little implants that they were using to try to control her. So, yeah, this... And so exactly what you're saying is happening.
But again, it's not like, oh, my dad got visited by them. They were trying to hire all the top dentists that were doing implants. Of course, implants weren't real new then, and he was taking all the classes and pioneering doing implants. You know. Now everybody gets implants, but I guess that was one reason.
Right. So there are newer techniques probably that go beyond the trauma-based mind control that they're using on top of it. But I've been watching, and they're still using the trauma-based mind control. That seems to be like the foundation, and then they add these other things.
And a lot of it's sexual. Tell us about the Sandusky situation, all that. You've exposed the abuse of children. John DeCamp, like 10 years ago or more, had said on air that the football program at Penn State was doing this, and I shut him down because I didn't want to get sued. And it turns out that's all true. Now they've hired the former head of Penn State in a national security function so secret we can't be told.
Yeah. Like they were using Boys Home to get the young boys for the politicians.
Yeah, it was Boys Town. That came out, yep.
Right. And so there's no end to where they can find these children to abuse. And people ask me, well, how do they get the children to do this? Well, it's everywhere. The answer is so
kids expensive. Disappear all the time.
Yeah, like Cisco, when we went out in the countryside, she was showing me some of the routes that they use to move the children and so forth. So, yeah, again, it's something that I've been able to track, and I know it's happening.
How many do they mind control versus kill? They like to torture kids too. That's their favorite.
Yeah, what's the ratio of ones that live to those that die and during the programming? I don't know. It's probably at least a 50-50 ratio. It may be worse.
Why did they come after you? Because, you know, back at the time, I was just starting to learn 8-9 years ago when they set you up that, wow, this stuff's real. They really are Transylvanian. Now that's admitted. All this crazy stuff is real. And I remember talking to you when I first started interviewing you some, when I figured out, wow, you weren't making this up. it was in the news, like they were raiding you, they're saying, oh, he has anti-government literature, they were trying to say you had marijuana, they were, and then suddenly they get you for a bank robbery. No criminal record, West Point, out of the blue, now you're a bank robber. I mean, I guess you just stepped on the wrong toes.
And my attorney that went into court with me, when I had like my first or second meeting with him, I took one of those Bloodlines books and I was across the desk from him and I started to hand it to him because I wanted him to get to know who his client was. His eyes got big and he goes, am I in that? Did you write about me? But he told me that they had been trying to put me in prison for a long time for what I was doing. And he basically, in more or less in different words, he said, they're after you because what you've done.
And let's just be clear. No criminal record, West Point, Ben Amish, all of this stuff. No MO for this stuff. Selling tens of thousands of books, speaking to crowds of 2,000-3,000 people. I mean, just in demand everywhere. And then you go rob a bank. And then who did they have but some informant saying that?
Well, yeah. And technically, they didn't say I robbed a bank. They were saying that I knew about this bank robbery. And they had three witnesses that came in that testified, but they were only testifying hearsay. And actually, what went down in the courtroom was very nebulous. A person that didn't believe in the government would not have found me guilty because they didn't really present any evidence.
Hey, they tried to put Joe Bannister, top of his class, CPA, yeah, Treasury agent in jail twice just for speaking out and saying, hey, this money goes to the Federal Reserve. I mean, they're trying to put him in jail.
Well, they did send him to a federal prison off of California for a while till he won his case.
Yeah, no, but that's what I mean. I mean, they people need to understand they set people up. They've tried to set me up.
Yeah, and I was watching out here in the studio. You have a great crew here. I want to mention that. I've been really impressed with what your setup here, but I also was observing that, you know, you have this normal, oh, it's like there's monkey wrenches thrown into the system that you have to constantly overcome to be able to give people the show that you do. And so people are always asking me, why doesn't Alex Jones get any opposition? Well, you do get your share of opposition.
Well, we just don't spend all day on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
People only knew.
Right. Right.
I used to get a lot more opposition. They figured out I'm not going anywhere. I mean, I'm not backing off. And I think I've hit that threshold where we are big enough now where they're like, ooh, if they destroy me wrong, and I live a pretty boring life, so there's not much to set me up for. If they destroy me wrong, it'll backfire on them.
Right.
Let's finish up with mind control. Give us a preview of what's coming up on the nightly news tonight. And then later in the week, if we have time, we'll air some of those excerpts here on the live radio transmission. Britt Springmeyer is our guest. We're going to look at mind control straight ahead and more on the Aurora shooting. We'll be right back. Get his book at InfoWarsShop.com and support our resistance. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Today only, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our three-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all one-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more Hot July savings at BePrepared.com through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We've got breaking news up at InfoWars.com. FBI Nazi bikers bust FBI Nazi bikers. They're busting themselves again. Sacramento International Airport evicts TSA screeners. U.S. follows Russia in using drones to spy on protesters. Trendy alert, how the global elite constructed an army of Agenda 21 advocates. Very important article right there. It's all up at InfoWars.com. But, Fritz, more and more they are moving away from just mind-controlling the public to going to drones, robots, autonomous systems. Like, they're giving guys medals right now that kill whole villages to kill one person. You know, they'll kill 150, 200 people, and they talk about how, well, they must be Al-Qaeda. They'll kill anybody they want. They're saying they'll kill us. And the globalists dream of a system with robots and drones where we're not even in the equation. So I want the military to know, you're being made obsolete. Fritz Springmeier.
Yes, that's true. They're also changing the human genome. There a number of the guys that were created by the military to be supermen, super soldiers, have contacted me. They're pretty upset about being created there because they know that they're strange creatures. They're being given the DNA of different animals, you know, like maybe given.
Yeah, let's be clear. They're now admitting that 30 years ago they were creating cross species and had clones.
Right.
The public's just now being told about this.
Right.
And you're saying you've had contacts with?
Well, a number. Before I got my extended federal vacation, a number of these guys had contacted me, and they were seriously upset because they felt like they were freaks. They felt like they were being used. Their bodies had been created to be Aquaman, for instance, or a super soldier on land. And, you know, they knew what they were. They knew they were freaks. And so this is what's been going on.
Now, they have monkeys that are part jellyfish, and they have all spiders that are, you know, part goat. But you're saying you were actually... I know they've had secretive programs. Wow, that's wild. Right.
And then, of course, we see Hollywood movies like that Van Damme movie where they're making these, like, they're half people, half robots, you know? So they're experimenting with a lot of stuff. And we're seeing some of it come through in the
And that's why they're so arrogant now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is a sort of an atmosphere like, they don't really care about us. We're just like flies on an elephant or something, you know? It's like they think.
That's why more and more the globalists don't even act like we matter.
No.
I mean, I know one thing. They've admittedly got bioweapons that kill 99% of people. And they're talking about releasing them. Dick Cheney wrote in September 20, 2000, he said, we may need to release a weapon to kill everybody. And he, only the Austin American Statesman where we live said, well, that's not a very good idea. I'm not kidding. He said, we need to have the media legitimize the, you know, to release this race weapon. They didn't say, well, who they want to kill. They just said, we're going to kill a couple certain races. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not a big deal, though, Fredson.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you talk about super soldiers genetically engineered. I know they've looked into that. I know there's been, I was always told by my sources they kill them at the embryonic phase. Like they don't let these little embryos get big, but you're saying they actually brought them to term.
Yes. Yes.
Or at least these guys were telling you that.
Well, they wanted to come visit me. We never had visits. They could have, if they had come visited me, I would have seen them, you know, face to face what they were talking about.
Well, I know mind control's real, and that sounds really wild.
Yeah.
I know they've got remote control rats 20 years ago, living rats with a brain chip.
Yeah.
And you can make him go forward, left, right, sit, stand up on his feet with a little camera on him. I mean, that's.
Right. And then the timing of this James Holmes shooting. It is, I mean, it couldn't have come at a better time, you know, because they were trying to get this legislation through the United Nations to bring United States into in line with the rest of the world.
You know, I want to not believe you, but, I mean, we just had on screen where Prince Charles is hanging out at the ancestral Dracula Council. There it is, Blue Bloods. Prince Charles joins campaign to save Transylvanian forests because of his family connection to Dracula. I mean, there it is.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
I'll cover it on the news tonight, 7.
Visit GCNLive.com today.